The scriptures talk about this in 2 Timothy 3. It talks about the last days, men becoming lovers of themselves, boisterous and proud, lovers of money, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, not lovers of the good. And also the scriptures speak of this great falling away. And it's funny, I believe that we've arrived at this falling away now. We are in the days where there is a great deconstruction of the church. We're not talking about people simply leaving Sunday morning praise services. There is a falling away of considering the high will of God. It's almost like knowing that something is excellent in existence and we are ignoring it and trying to overcome the guilt we feel from ignoring the excellence that's present, the standard that's present. It's a great falling away, not of Sunday morning attendance of church, because people are still going to church and going to religious services while yet falling away. People are still going to fellowships on Sunday, still reading their Bible, while their heart has fallen away. The stress that comes with acknowledging that God's will is present and the innate desire for us to do our own. No, people are not really wanting to go and sin and do bad things. Most people are not wanting the freedom to break in houses and kill and steal. Just the freedom to ignore God's will. And what's funny about it, it's not a matter that quote unquote the devil is wanting people to do bad, because really when you look at it, the devil doesn't like to get his hands dirty either. The devil not once has committed adultery or stolen or killed or did things. You don't find any scriptures of where Lucifer or where Satan has done an act of sin. His biggest threat was trying to overtake God. But when it comes to fleshly acts, you don't really see it. So there is this not desire to be free to go and just do wrong, but there is a desire to ignore the will of God or the standard of God in the earth. It's like people no longer want to consider the governance of God. It's like we want to do our own will and we want the freedom in consciousness to think of ourselves without guilt. There is a great falling away. People are growing tired. People remember the scriptures and we know the works of God. But knowing the scriptures and knowing the work of God is not appeasing a heart of those who simply want to ignore that the standard is there. And to constantly consider the standard apart from ourselves is causing a stress and an anger and a hatred. People are being born again against their will, it appears to be. And it's almost like that scripture that Jesus talked about in those days when the bridegroom comes. There were 5 foolish virgins and 5 wise virgins. And those who were wise kept their oil, because when the bridegroom came, they had oil in their lamps. And the 5 foolish virgins allow their oil to burn out. There are those who are falling away and who are still innately trying to hold on to your faith. They are leeching your faith while yet falling away at the same time. and using your faith as a gauge to keep the light on to determine where to return once their venture has been completed. We live in a very complicated time in the earth right now. And a lot of these issues are not spiritual misunderstandings of the scripture. Oh, I didn't know the scripture meant that. A lot of things have nothing to do with understanding. Our heart and our true feelings of where our life is being exposed right now. It's being revealed. The game is no longer accepting applications. No, we're not trying. Well, a lot of us aren't hurt because we don't know what the scripture means, and we need the Holy Spirit to come and enlighten us on scriptures and enlighten us on things. No, the light is on. Many of us are stressed because a higher will is present, and I have to acknowledge it, because going against that standard is saying something about me, and I don't want to see me ignore the standard and have to live to tell about it. Can I have the freedom to ignore the standard and still experience the grace of Jesus Christ for the assurance of salvation? Can I ignore the standard and still feel the legitimacy of being accepted by Jesus at the same time? Oh my God. And so now we're cheapening salvation by making it a free-for-all, that I could ignore the standard and try to feel guilt-free from intentionally ignoring the standard and yet being accepted by the salvation of Jesus. So the good news is, all is good news, I guess. I guess the good news is, feel entitled. I guess the good news is, you are entitled to everything without feeling the responsibility of anything. Maybe that's the good news. Have at it. And so that type of good news is making fat, carnal, blind, lazy, irresponsible kings. That type of gospel is for the posture of the unwealthy and the spiritually poor. But do sons of God actually think like this? The good news is that there is no news. Is the good news we preach about is that there is actually no news? No, these days, not the days of rapture or, you know, Jesus returning, but in these days, there are many falling away from the faith, or they're being exposed that they really never had it, and that they're becoming more content without ever having it. Now, to those of you who are teachers of the gospel, is this going to wear you out? Is this going to create a burden to you to know that you are carrying a jewel that no one wants? That you are carrying a revelation that other people are learning to live without? Are you feeling secure in knowing that the audience is dwindling? Is your kingdom power only as powerful as the audience who hears you? Or is it only as powerful as you make it to be? You have to decide that. But, beloved, we are in a time where there is a great falling away, a deconstruction. It's not a matter that people want to leave services. People are desiring to abandon the consideration of another will that's prevalent and preeminent above them. It's like we want to live as though our will is the only thing there. What are we going to do about it?